way. We went from number four. Let's go to number one, Mississippi's first congressional district House of Representatives. It's Colonel Trent Kelly, soon to be Brigadier General Trent Kelly. I guess that's when it actually becomes official. First of all, congratulations on your promotion.
Well, thank you, JT, and I just want to wish you and everybody else a Merry Christmas. This is a great time of year and a great time to be giving the American public a Christmas present with tax reform.
I understand that, but I'm going to turn up the glotometer a little bit for you, though, because this is huge. The last person to receive this accomplishment, Sonny Montgomery, and here you are. To represent our state and our nation, not only as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, but also to be promoted to Brigadier General in the Mississippi Army National Guard. That says a lot about your accomplishments, and it says a lot about you and what you've been able to do. And I just want to say, again, extend congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, JT, and it's an honor to serve this country. And actually, on December the 19th, I went to 32 years in the Mississippi National Guard, and I can say it's the second love of my life. My wife is the first, but I definitely love the Mississippi National Guard and our nation.
Let's talk all about this now. This is huge, what happened yesterday, or as the president said, huge. This was huge for the American people. We're already seeing responses from major corporations that are ready to reinvest in this country, and it actually puts us in line where we can compete globally now, because even though the Democrats like to ignore the fact, we are the highest taxed. Our companies and corporations are the highest taxed than any industrialized nation in the country, and now are in the world. And now here we are, ready to go to compete. Plus, the American people are ready to see and capitalize on this, as it'll start affecting us just soon after the first of the year.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing. Number one is our individual taxpayers, especially the folks from Mississippi, are going to get a huge tax break next year. But second of all, it allows our companies to compete. It allows companies to come back to the U.S. and to reinvest in the United States, to bring their capital back here. That is so important that we be able to do that, and that is why we're the greatest nation in the world. And given a level playing field, the citizens of the United States always win against all competitors, and this tax bill allows us to compete with other nations.
Well, and it's not only that. I think the key to this, and Congressman Plaza was on with us a little earlier, and we want to talk to you guys today. Another big thing on this, and this is JT's terms, but we basically castrated Obamacare. That's exactly what happened. We've taken the legs out from underneath this thing. And with the executive order, and now with the individual mandate or the fine, as I said, basically have taken Obamacare and just made it nothing.
Yes, I mean, it took away the individual mandate, so you can't mandate that people have health care that they don't need. The government should have never been in the business of mandating who does or doesn't have health care. It should be individual choices, and as much as we can keep health care between patients and doctors, the better we are. And the president took a huge step, and the Congress took a huge step in repealing the individual mandate.
You could tell the president yesterday, I saw a little relief on his face. I saw a little relief on his face. Obviously, he's had a lot of setbacks, some of it not by his own making, some of it that has been made up, some of it has just been put out there, but some setbacks along the way. But what we're talking about here now is the American people won yesterday, and I think he knows that. Not only could I see a sign of relief, I think I saw a sign of accomplishment, of him being able to deliver on something that he promised the American people. And I do believe this. I do believe this, Congressman Kelly. I believe President Trump wants to deliver on every promise he said, and he wants to build jobs in this country. He wants to make this U.S. economy and this country great again. And I believe you could see that in his face yesterday, in my opinion.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the words that kept being used. This is generational. This is a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a-generation thing to do tax reform. The last time we did this, I had just joined the Guard and been in for 5 months or so. I mean, that was 31 years ago when we've done something this big. And so the president likes to win big, and it's so funny to see the reaction up here from the other side, because they don't know what to do, because they want to say that it's going to this horrible bad thing that they didn't vote for. But the American people on February the 1st, when their checks are bigger, they're going to know that that is not true, that they absolutely, that every one of us are going to benefit by this tax code, or the majority of people in this nation are going to benefit by this tax on this generational.
There's no doubt about it. Also, there's some things in here. I think the Alaska oil deal's tied into this thing. It's not just tax reform. There's quite a few things here, isn't it?
It is, and you know, John Young was so fun to watch. He's the dean of the house. He's been up here 37 years from Alaska, and he was talking about the ANWR. He started working on that when he first got here, and to do that just puts America in the energy independence that the presidents talk about. I mean, if you think about it, the press doesn't like to talk about this. But it has been very, very successful this first year, and they're starting to admit that with all the regulation rollbacks that he's done and we've done as a Congress, with the ANWR and the energy independence that he's doing and putting people back to work, the stock market, the growth and jobs. I mean, this president has done more in this first year than any president I remember in my lifetime going back to race.
Well, it's going to be a great victory for the American people. I know I'd also talked to, when I talked about this earlier, a lot of credit is going to the president's daughter, Ivanka, talking about her ability to help pull this together. She's getting a lot of praise right now from the real media of really doing a great job and helping gather support for her father and the president and to make this thing go through.
Let me just tell you, JT, there are so many people who are not getting credit on this thing, like Ivanka and members of the cabinet, members of the House and Senate who have all worked hard, committee chairs and just rank and file people. This is a team effort that was led by the president. And you know, I always like to say great leaders don't develop followers. They develop other leaders. And I think the president took a huge step in developing other leaders across this conference and across Capitol Hill that are going to be, we're going to reform America during his terms.
All right. Now, I know we've got a new stripped-down spending bill that is pending. I know you still guys got work to do trying to prevent a government shutdown over the weekend. What do you expect out of this? Do you expect a showdown with Democrats right now, or is this something that we can get done?
Well, if it's going to be a showdown with Democrats, it's going to be Democrats in the Senate. I think the Republican conference is going to come behind, and we're going to do a CR, which I'm not for. But that being said, I think it's important that we move the football forward, that we fund our defense. So we've got these, they call them anomalies, but I'll use regular terms people can understand. These are key initiatives that defense needs to keep going. We've got those in with a clean CR. I think we have to pass this thing. The Democrats are going to rank and file vote no. They're voting to shut down the government. We are voting to keep the government open, and that's what we want, and we will get it through and take care of our defense as best as we can for another shutdown that will come in January, when we will fight really hard to get our service members the assets that they need. But they don't need to be dealing. They don't get to come home for Christmas, JT. They are where they are, standing on a cold guard tower somewhere, and they don't need Democrats or anybody else shutting this government down. We owe them the security to know that this government will fight at all times.
Well, I tell you what, man, I just think it's a big win for the American people. I think it's a great win for businesses. I think we're going to reap the benefits of this, and I think this is going to help heading into the midterms, which I think is very important. And I think we're starting to see, and even to the point now that the Democrats are having a hard time condemning this, if you will. That's what makes it even more interesting right now, is because they struggle to explain their opposition to this tax bill. This is a good thing. It's going to be great for the American people, for businesses, and I appreciate your conservative stance for the people of Mississippi, and looking forward to your official ceremony and your promotion to Brigadier General. Congratulations again, Congressman Kelly.
Thank you, JT, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family too, sir. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. Bye-bye. I like that guy.
He's cool.
I like him a lot. I really do. And I was a big fan of his predecessor, Congressman Nunnally. But really like Brigadier General Kelly. The people of North Mississippi, you're blessed to be represented by Brigadier General mean, think about that for just a second. You got the JT show? Yes, Paul. They say Anwar does have more oil than Saudi Arabia. I agree totally. Hey, we're hanging out with you, Super Talk Mississippi. How are you today? Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. More on the way for you next.